we should have the same mind that Christ had. Okay, that is what the Bible says. Okay, any which way. So let's go to the Word of God. And you know that I am on the series called Walking as Jesus Walked. So I went through several steps. The first step I told about forgiveness, forgiving people easily. That is the first step to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. The second step, I said, is death to self and bearing the cross. Luke chapter number 9 verse 23 says, Jesus said, if you want to come after me, if someone wants to come after me, let him deny himself, meaning death to self, and take up his cross daily and follow me. All right, so those who are not there, I told you, I explained last time what is the meaning of carrying the cross. Cross always signifies connection, you know. And I already explained those things. Carrying the cross is actually embracing Jesus and his will above the people close to you and above the people of the world. It's been crucified to your own relationships. That is what we saw. We will not go into that. And then death to self. What is denying yourself? What is denying yourself? I told you, denying yourself includes three areas. It's about death to the old man, death to the old mind, and to the selfish ways. So there are three areas: old man, old mind, and selfish ways. Some people die to their selfish ways, but they have not died to their old man and old mind. That means they have not denied themselves. Denying oneself is death. Denial in these three areas is complete death to self. And that is not for one day. Every day we have to exercise that death in all these three areas, because these three areas, even as we are looking at it from a theological perspective, from a perspective of learning, but these three areas have also have their roots in the spiritual realm. I mean to the spiritual world. So the old man can come back. The old mind can come back. Even the selfish ways can come back. That's why Jesus said very clearly in Luke 9:23 that you have to deny yourself and take up your cross. These two activities you have to do daily. Because these things can come back. These things have their roots in spirits. The old man is rooted in the characteristics of the old spirits. Even the old mind is rooted in the characteristics of the old strongholds that those demons have built before we came to Christ. And these things can come back. So we have to do this daily. We will come to that. So what did I say? Death to self is death to the three areas. That is the old man, old mind, and selfish ways. Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter number 2 verse 20 that I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. This life that I live now, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself up for me. So that is complete death to self. He has died to all the three areas of his life. And he says, Paul is no longer living, but Christ is living in me. So Apostle Paul, we will come to the examples, but I believe we covered the first area, old man. And I told you what are the contents of the old man. Who is the old man? The contents of the old man is one's old religion. Many people were born in a Christian family, but most of them were not born in a Christian family. They did not have Christian value. They were, like for me, we came from a Hindu background. The old religion, the old gods, is one of the contents of the old man. Practices and beliefs of the old religion, traditions of the old religion, sinful habit, lust, connections, relationships, friendships, etc. We have done that already. I am going to come on the old mind. Okay. We have already covered the old man. Let's come to the old mind. Old mind is actually the old mindset. What does it comprises of? It comprises, the contents of it are, the old mindset consists of, write it down, attachments and likings. Attachments and likings, thought patterns, ideologies, doctrines. Okay? Attachments and likings, thought patterns, ideologies, and doctrines. Stay with me. The old mind is the old mindset. It is the mind before we came to Christ. Many Christians keep the old mind even after receiving Christ and don't crucify it. Okay? The old mindset is the mindset which was existing before we came to Christ. After we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have to destroy the old mind. Many Christians keep this old mind. What does it comprises of? Let me come to the first content of the old mind, that is attachments and likings. Attachments and likings. The old mind consists of attachments and likings to the old food, lifestyle, people, job, location, conveniences, etc. Okay? Our likings and our attachment to the old food. Stay with me. Why I'm saying old food, we will come to that. To the old food, lifestyle, people, the old people whom we hang around with, to the old job or to the old location or conveniences that we had, the old things. That is the first content of the old mind. Attachments and likings towards these things. Let us go to few verses. Stay with me. This is quite deep, the old mind. Numbers chapter number 11. Let's go there. I have taken few of these things when I took the sermon on the carnal mind and all those stuff. But let's go in detail. Numbers chapter number 11. Let's go there. And let's read from verse number 4 to verse number 6. Verse number 4 to 6. Now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes." Okay, if you came to Christ and if you are still carrying the old mind, you will not be able to make a journey with God because of your likings and attachments to your old types of food and lifestyle you had in your old life. All right? Stay with me. Well, this is first, let me read out the scriptures and let me go into the characteristics of the old mind. Okay? So here we see what happened. Israel is crying. They are literally crying. Have you seen adults crying? It's so weird, but they were crying. They were crying. This is the first time they are crying. Again, they will cry. Adults, old people crying. Why they are crying? Because they are craving for the things they had in their old life. Christians, listen to me. You have to crucify your likings and attachments to the old things you had when you received Christ. That is the crucifying and denial of the old mind. Are we understanding that? Hallelujah. Okay, stay with me. We will come to the revelations first. Let me read out the scriptures. Okay, next scripture. Numbers chapter number 14. Let's go to the next scripture. Numbers chapter number 14. And let's read verse number 1 to 4. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. Again they are weeping, again they are crying. Adults are crying. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in the wilderness. Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? So they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. Now this is after, remember, they sent spies to spy the land of Canaan, and 12 spies were sent, 10 of them brought a bad report, and 2, Joshua and Caleb, brought the good report and said, if the Lord has said, let us go. If the Lord has commanded us, let us go. We can defeat them because the Lord has given. But the 10 of them said, no, we don't want to go. We want to go back. We will fall by their sword. We are like grasshoppers before them. They are giants. So on and so forth. Okay. So after that, what happened is they started to cry because they said, we don't want to go. We want to go back. Let's select a leader to go back. Again, the old mind. Again, wanting to go and stay at the old place. Again, wanting to go in the same old prison. Again, wanting to go under the same old demonic master and taskmasters. And not to travel with God. The old mind, okay? Next scripture, Numbers, the same chapter. Verse chapter 14, verse number 22. Numbers chapter 14, verse number 22. Because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness have put me to the test now these 10 times and have not heeded my voice. So the Bible says the people of Israel tested God how many times? 10 times. God is taking them. Again, they are wanting to. Pondering and meditating on the old things. Okay, God forgave them. Then they again went ahead again. And so on and so forth. They did that for 10 times. And God is saying, even after they saw signs, wonders, miracles in Egypt, in the wilderness. Even after that, they are doing and doubting me. And always testing me these 10 times. The old mind. Okay, let's go to the... Have we read these 3 scriptures? Let's go to the revelations. What do we understand from these 3 scriptures? First, people with the old mind keep on the new life and journey of God with their... People with the old mind keep on comparing their new life and journey with God with their old life and find that their old life is better. People with the old mind keep on comparing the new life and their journey with God with their old life and always find the old was better. The old was better. That old was better. Believers, listen to me. If this is a symptom in your life, you know, now after coming to Christ, maybe you are not saying it vocally. Maybe you are not calling me apostle, you know, my old life. Some people have told me, and then I know they have not crucified their old mind. They keep on comparing the current things that God is doing to their old life. They keep on comparing what is happening. There is a comparison always. Oh, this is happening, but before it was good. Now I don't know what is happening. Before it was, you keep on comparing. They keep on comparing. And find that the old is better because you have not crucified your old mind. If you do a physical comparison and compare the facts, your mind will tell you the old was better, the old was better. But I am telling you, if you are living your life in the will of God, you are living your best life ever. You are living your best life ever if you are walking in the way of Jesus Christ. You cannot compare physical things with spiritual journeys. Hallelujah. Look at where you are going. You are journeying towards the promised land. You are journeying towards a life which is for eternity. There will be no sorrows, no weeping, no pain whatsoever, but joy and life everlasting with God in heaven. That is where you are heading towards. Don't compare the components of your journey. Don't compare how much money you have now, how much money you had then. Don't compare that. Don't compare how many friends you have now, how many friends you had then. It will always be less now. Look at where you are heading towards. Your destiny is glorious. Hallelujah. If you compare the light afflictions of now to the coming glory, the weight of the glory that you are supposed to enter into, you cannot contain it. That is the weight of glory you are entering into. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Don't compare. The people with the old mind, if you see yourself comparing the current situations, your friend circle, the amount of money you have, the amount of property you have, the amount of people, the number of people who like you, and compare it to your old life. And then you say, oh, my old life was better. People used to like me. I had friends. I had this. I had that. Now I don't have this. Don't. If you see yourself comparing again and again, you have not denied your old mind. That is the first system. That is the first symptom of not crucifying the old mind. The old mind is still existing. That is what the people of Israel were doing. They were saying, oh, we are very frustrated about this manna. We remember how we ate the leeks, cucumbers, whatever, meat, this and that in Egypt. Now our whole being, we don't know what to do. We have this manna, we are frustrated. They always started to compare at every point of their journey with God. And that's how they continued to hinder God's purposes and God's journey for their own life. All right. The second thing that we realize from these three scriptures is they see what the devil is showing them. People with the old mind see what the devil is showing them. Negativity, fear, failure, confusion, and cannot see by faith what God is showing them. If you have the old mind, and if you have not denied the old mind, you will always see what the devil is showing you. That is why Numbers chapter number 14, they started to cry. Why? Because when they looked at the promised land, they did not look at the land flowing with milk and honey as the land of settlement and establishment which the Lord has given them. They looked at it with negativity, fear, failure, and confusion. They saw what the devil was showing them. Hallelujah. If a believer has a lot of negativity about everything, oh, I don't know, I am going, I failed this many times, I think I again will fail, I don't know if God is working in my life. Every time negative, every time they talk about fear, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know what will happen, I don't know. I know many people because I minister to people, I hear them out, so I know many people like that. I even ministered to people, I saw God blessing them. One of the ladies who used to come in the group, she never went for a vacation with the family, with the children. God took her for the vacation. Even after going to the vacation, she would tell me, I don't know, this is the last vacation. After that, my money will be used up. I will not have money. This will happen. I don't think I will be in my best health for another vacation. God is taking you. Enjoy the promise of God. Enjoy the fulfillment of God's promises. Why you are thinking all negative? God gives, even after God blesses people, I have seen them talking negative. Hallelujah. So many people who came in this ministry, impossible things became possible. I'm not saying it happened because of my prayer, because of us. No, God made it possible. But even after God did the miracle, they never came back and testified what God did. They never testified here. But whenever I call them, bro, where are you? God did a miracle for you, such a big miracle. Where are you? Oh, I am in this, I am in that problem. I don't have money. I don't have this. I don't have recharge money. I don't have balance. I don't. Ah! Why that is happening? They have not crucified the old mind. God is showing, see, this is the start of miracles in your life, but they are still looking at the negativity, fear, confusion, failures. They are still in the old mind. So they cannot continue in the joy of the Lord. They cannot continue in the blessing of the Lord. Terrible situations. I'm telling you that. Hallelujah. May you not take this as a boast. Even if God gives me, I wanted a water bottle, and God, I had a water bottle like this, I will rejoice. God, you gave me. I am rejoicing. I am so happy. Look at, enjoy when you see the fulfillment of God's promises, but people cannot enjoy it. Have you seen people like that? Have you seen it happening in your whole life? If that is the case, you have not crucified your old mind, because you, the people with the old mind only can see what the devil is showing them. Negativity, fear, confusion, failure, all those stuff. If you have the eyes of the Spirit, even in the midst of suffering, you will see the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of trials, you will be able to see the blessings of God. You will be able to see the fulfillment of the promises of God. Hallelujah. People of God, can you shout hallelujah? Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You will see through the eyes of faith. You will see through the eyes of faith the manifestation of the blessings of God in every situations of your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if people who have not, so that's why Israel was looking at failure, defeat, negativity, fear, and they said, we cannot defeat them. We will be killed by the sword. We cannot go against them. We will not go. And that's why we will go back to Egypt. So that is what people with the old mind see. Hallelujah. If you have crucified the old mind, even though the enemy surrounds you to kill you, but still in that attack, you will see the victory of God. Remember Elisha? Enemy surrounded him to kill him. But through that, he saw the army of the chariots of fire. Even in that, you will see the victory of God. When the devil stands in front of you with the destructive weapon and says, I will kill you. If you have crucified your old mind, you will tell the devil and laugh at the devil. You are a fool. You cannot do that. You know that your God is with you. You know that you will not die before you have done what God has called you to do. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So let me come again to the second characteristic of the old mind. The people who have old mind always see what the devil is showing them. Don't see what the devil is showing you. Don't see what the devil is showing you. Always see what the devil is showing them. Negativity, fear, confusion, failure. And cannot see by faith what God is showing them. Hallelujah. The third thing about the old mind. The old mind is the killer of faith. The old mind kills your faith. What is faith? We know the definition of faith, right? Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 1. Let's go there a bit. Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 1. Now, verse number 1. Now, faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, that is the definition of faith. Faith is the substance of things what? Hoped for. Hope that is generated from the promises of God. Evidence of things that are not seen. So in to simplify it, faith is what is the eyes, is the vision through which we can look into the unseen, the things that have not yet manifested in the physical world. That is faith. But if you carry the old mind, it will kill your faith. And once it kills your faith, what happens to you? You will only look at the things which are seen. Once you start to look at the things which are seen, what will happen to you? All kind of anxiousness, fear, frustration will grip into you. Believers, how do we walk? The Bible says we walk by what? Faith and not by sight. Everyone say, I walk by faith and not by sight. Everyone say that.
I walk by faith, not by sight.
Yes, you have to practice walking. That means living your everyday life, looking into the unseen promises of God, into the word of God that is not seen in the physical world. Are we understanding? Hallelujah. That is how you have to live. That is how you have to live your life. And but you cannot do that, because if you carry the old mind, it will kill your faith. And then what will happen to you is all you see is the physical situation. Oh, water has not come from 2 days. Oh, I'm, you know, I don't have money. I don't have this. I don't have resources to run my ministry. I don't have things to do in my business. People are not supporting me. That I'm not getting clients. I'm not getting business. I'm not getting this. You will continue to look at physical situations, like what the people of Israel were doing. You will continue to look at the things the devil is making you look at. The devil is a master to use physical situation and manipulate your mind. If you carry the old mind, it will kill your faith. The old mind is a killer of faith. The old mind is a killer of faith. That's why all along the journey from Egypt to the border of the promised land, Israel never showed any faith in God. Israel never showed any faith in God. They were always mindful of the physical situations. All right. The next thing. People with old mind cannot submit. Okay, stay with me. People with old mind, listen to this. People with old mind cannot submit to God-ordained leadership, always wanting to have their own ways. If someone does not crucify his old mind, they cannot stay under God-ordained or God-appointed leadership. Do we understand that? They would always wanting to have their own ways, or they would always wanting to have a leader that they have designed in their mind. A leader that they will choose for themselves to satisfy their itching ears. They can... A person who does not want to crucify the old mind cannot stay under godly leadership, cannot stay under spirit-filled leaders who are led by the Spirit. They will always want to go out of the covering, go out of the leadership, go out of submission. And at last, if they don't crucify their old mind, they will at last, as a result, will actually go out. And maybe they will have their own ways, or they will select a leader as per their own design and as per their own desire. That is what we saw in Numbers chapter number 14. That is what we saw in Numbers chapter number 14. Let us go to that verse again. we will see that in detail when we go to the third area to be put to death, that is selfish ways. But let's see Numbers chapter number 14. Verse number 3 and 4. Why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? So they said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt. They again and again rebelled against the leadership of Moses and Aaron. And again and again, if you read your Bible, you will see either they wanted to go to Egypt, either they wanted to have their own God who would lead them to Egypt, or they wanted to have their own leader who will lead them to Egypt. So people with the old mind cannot be under godly leadership. I have experienced that. People who showed the symptoms of the old mind, I will counsel them. Oh, they will be okay. After some months, again they will come. Oh, this is that, this is that, this is that. Counsel them, again they will be okay. But I have seen many people through the course of time who continued and persisted in their old mind have left. Because the old mind cannot stay submitted to godly leadership. Are you understanding? Hallelujah. They want to find their own ways. They cannot adapt to the ways of God and submit to the authority that God has placed over them. Okay, next one. How much ever signs, miracles, and wonders God does for them, but they always remain ungrateful to God. People with the old mind, how much ever they will see signs, wonders, and miracles, prophetic words coming to fulfillment, God doing marvelous things for them, but still they pick out the negative things and sweep away all the things, all the signs. You see, the people of Israel never talked and praised God. Once the Red Sea was parted, after that you will never see people of God, the people of Israel mentioning or praising God about it, talking about it. We remember how God brought us through the Red Sea. Once the plagues came and hit Egypt, hit Pharaoh, all were done. They never talked about it. So they never meditate on the goodness of God. They never meditate on the good things that God has done for them. Mighty things God did for Israel. Mighty things God did for Israel before their own eyes. Before their own eyes, they saw the rivers of Egypt, the Nile turning into blood. Before their own eyes, they saw God striking the firstborn of the Egyptians and rescuing them. Before their own eyes, they saw the cloud of fire, the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. Before their own eyes, they saw the angel of the Lord fighting with the armies of Egypt so that they can cross the Red Sea. Before their own eyes, they saw the Red Sea parted, but they never were ever able to be grateful to God, even after seeing miracles, signs, and wonders. Why? Old mind. Hallelujah. Old mind. Tell me honestly, every person who is here, everyone I believe is a believer in Christ. You have been with the Lord for such a long time. Tell me the truth that God has never done any miracles in your life. You will always have so many testimony, blessings that are uncountable. But do we remember that? Are we grateful to God for that? Hallelujah. In spite of the signs, wonders, miracles, people who have the old mind will always pick up the negative things, will always pick up the poison. They will not meditate on the goodness of God, how good God has been to us, how far He has brought us, how far He has brought me, how good He has been to me. I cannot remember, I am telling you honestly, I can't remember one battle that God did not win in my life. All the battles until now. Why I'm able to say that now? Because you pick up any believer, all you hear for 15-20 minutes, the first 15-20 minutes are complaints. Complaints, complaints, complaint, complaint. I went through this, I went through that. You see, it's not that God has not worked in their life. God has worked signs, wonders, and miracles. But all that they will convey to you is negativity about their life. As if they are the victim, they are the most suffering. And Christians talk nowadays like they have suffered more than Jesus Christ. They have suffered more than Jesus Christ. Oh my God. If you have food on your table, if you have roof on your head, clothes to wear, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
But the old mind is an enemy. It's a component of the carnal mind. I took the carnal mind previously. I took all those things, but I'm taking now the old mind. Do you see the characteristics of the old mind? 10 times the people of Israel tested God. And God is saying, even after I showed them my glory, God met with them on the mountain. God had a meeting with them on the mountain of Sinai. They saw the thunderings, the lightnings. They heard the voice of God like a trumpet blow coming from the top of the mountain. Still they are testing me. Still they are saying, Egypt is good. We want to go back. We want to go back. Many Christians today have accepted Jesus, but have not crucified their old mind. And their life is full of complaints. They move from church to church. They move from prophet to prophet. With all the complaints, you will keep on moving until Jesus comes with all your complaints. If you don't crucify your old mind, if you don't crucify your old mind, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you should not express your problems. You can always express. I'm talking about the thing people about always, like the people of Israel, always negative. You can always express your problem, discuss. Yes, that I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about always negativity. No, this is that. And all those stuff. How much ever signs, miracles and wonders God does for them, they are always ungrateful. They are always ungrateful. Hallelujah. I am telling you, from the time, not only now when I am walking in the calling of an apostle, but from the time I was in Christ, I was never negative about God. Any person who calls me, talks to me, you will never hear me complaining about anything. You will never hear me complaining about anything. Oh, I am not, this is not happening in ministry. I am praying and fasting so much, but it's not increasing. I am not getting, you will never hear me all those things, because I know I am in the hands of my Father. I am grateful to God for whatever He has done for me. I am ever grateful. Hallelujah. I know He is a miracle working God. I know He performs signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Amen. A godly man who walks with God, you never ever know what are his problems. You never ever know, because he is grateful to God. He knows he is in the will of God. Do we see the old mind? Okay, this is the second area of death to self. We are talking about the old mind. And this I covered for the attachments and likings. Okay, those people who have attachments and liking to the old things, old lifestyle, people, location, conveniences, they behave like this. These are the characteristics. They behave like this. Now, the second area of the old mind, is thought patterns, ideologies, doctrines, iniquity. I put iniquity there at the end. Let's see. Thought patterns, ideologies, doctrines, iniquity. Okay. So the past characteristics I talked about is because of the likings, attachments to the old things of life, to the old place like Egypt, old job that you used to do in Egypt, old master, old boss was better, old salary was better, whatever. And now the second area under the old man. So we are coming one under the other, under the other. Death to self has three areas: old man, old mind, selfish ways. Now old mind has attachments and likings. And then the next part of the old mind is thought patterns, ideologies, doctrines, iniquity. I hope that people get this. Okay. So let's understand this area of the old mind, which consists of thought patterns, ideologies, doctrines, iniquity. Okay, when I was praying, God gave me two characters in the Bible to bring the explanation of these things. The first character is Simon the sorcerer. Simon the sorcerer in Acts, in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 8, verse number 9 to 23. Let's read that first. Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 8, verse number 9. 23. But there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great. Underline sorcery and underline claiming that he was someone great. So he was a sorcerer and he was famous, known by the people of Samaria. Underline these things and remember it, because we are going to use it later. To whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." And they heeded him because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. But when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Then Simon himself also believed. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed, seeing the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them, they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw through the laying on of apostles' hand the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. Underline, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this your wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thoughts of your heart may be forgiven. For I see that you are poisoned with bitterness and bound by iniquity." Underline, bound by iniquity. Iniquity is something that bounds a person. It's something like a bondage, the person, like a prison that the person cannot come out. Okay, let me explain those things to you. Now, Simon the sorcerer, all right, he was a sorcerer previously. But when Philip came and preached the gospel, the Bible says that even Simon was baptized. So he was a Christian, a baptized Christian. Okay, he became a Christian. But we see that there was something that were existent in their life, in his life, that he did not crucify. And that was the old mind. What is the components of the old mind? First of all, he wanted to practice the same things in Christianity that he practiced in sorcery. Okay? He wanted to practice and become the same person with the same fame that he was when he practiced sorcery. Are we together? Maybe you were a famous, famous, famous magician. People liked you, but you accepted Christ. And after accepting Christ, you want to be known by the same name and fame by the name of a preacher of Christ as you were as a magician. You want to have the same status. You want to have the same following when you came to Christ, when you were there as a magician. That cannot happen. You have to completely crucify the status symbol. You have to completely crucify your fame, and people knew you. Now you have to completely crucify those desires after you have come to Christ and become a man and practice following Jesus Christ. So Simon, when he accepted Jesus Christ as his savior and was water baptized, he saw Philip, he saw Peter, he saw John. And he saw how people were following them. He saw how they were doing miracles, how they were laying hands and people were receiving Holy Spirit. And he remembered how that is how people would follow him. People would like him as a sorcerer. and he wanted to become like that. That is the second aspect. That is the second area of the old mind. Thought patterns. Do we understand that? Hallelujah. May the Holy Spirit speak to you in Jesus' name. Listen to me. Before I came to Christ, I was liked by many friends. I had a group of friends. I would walk around with 10, 15 boys. Then I would have, there were girls and this and that. But after I came to Christ, I cannot do the same thing coming to the church. Right? I was alone. I served God. Most of the time I was alone. But even after I came to Christ, I am a Christian now, but I want to have the same status symbol that I had in my old life as a gangster. That means I have not given up the thought pattern, which is one of the components of my old mind. Hallelujah. Are we understanding, people of God? So Simon the sorcerer, he wanted to be known by people first. He wanted to be known by people as he was famous before Christ. Even after coming to Christ, he wants to be famous. Hallelujah. I'm telling you in America, so many Christians, oh, Justin Bieber came to the church. Justin Bieber came to the church. So what? So what? Those Justin Bieber, Kanye West, those are all, so many people followed when they accepted Christ. Oh, he became a Christian. Brother, that is a good thing. No, if they receive Jesus Christ, so many people will come to Christ after seeing them becoming Christians. Nonsense. That does not happen. God does not work like that. They are fake Christians, appointed by the enemy to become Christians for namesake. You will see them even after becoming Christ going and performing rituals that are satanic. If someone really came to Christ, he will come out of Hollywood and forsake his career. And he will not be seen by people anywhere. Hallelujah. People of God, are you there with me? Are you understanding? The old mind. Yes, are you understanding that? Yes, he will come out of Hollywood. If yes, you will see them again turning to the devil after some days. On and off. Don't make them your followers. Most of the Christians in America, you will ask them, why did you came to Christ? Because Kanye West accepted Christ, so I accepted Christ. Those Christians will fall. That is not the conviction God wants to give to become a Christian. When Simon the sorcerer came to Christ, he wanted to become exactly what he was in his old life. That cannot happen, beloved. That cannot happen. After you come to Christ, the world is crucified to you and you are crucified to the world. The circle of your friends will die. Your followers will die down and you will have no one following you after you come to Christ, because you are completely starting fresh with the Lord and learning the way of the cross. There are so many Christians who are music stars, whatever, actors or whatever, after they come to Christ, they cannot go off their following. They want to have the same following as a Christian. If really some Hollywood music star accepts Christ, really, in reality, they will forsake their career and say, don't follow me, follow Jesus. I'm just a believer starting off now. I need to learn walking with Christ. Are we understanding? Simon the sorcerer, the thought patterns. If you want to do the same things in the church, that there are so many people, you know, you know, in India, many of you don't know about India, but in India, there are many Hindu festivals, you know, where they dance and where they play with the sticks and all those stuff. They are Christianizing those things and putting it in the church. Some of the Christian people who were Hindu previously, they are celebrating every Hindu festival. Like Diwali, they are saying festivals of light. They are saying Jesus is the light and we are also celebrating Diwali. No. You cannot take the old things. You want to still celebrate your old festivals, giving it the name of Jesus? thought patterns of the old mind. You have not crucified it. Are we understanding, people of God? Thought patterns of the old mind, not yet crucified. Next thing about Simon the sorcerer. He gave money to the apostles to buy the power of laying on of hands and, you know, the people receiving the Holy Spirit. By the laying on of the hands of the apostles, people receiving the Holy Spirit. He gave money to the apostles, said, I also want that power. And Peter got angry. Why? Because he detected that something that he did in sorcery, he also wants to do in the church now. Something that he did in sorcery, he also wants to do in the church now. In sorcery, everything is purchased with money. You know that, right? I have spoken a lot about sorcery, about divination, all those stuff. So nothing happens without money in sorcery. Everything you have to give money. Everything you have to give money. You approach some prophets because, oh, I want my breakthrough. I want my breakthrough. There is a price list. Even before you talk to the prophet, that is given to you. And you are ready to pay them. Your money is going in the treasury box of Babylon. And that is what Simon was doing in sorcery. Because sorcery is all about money. All about mammon. Sorcery is all about mammon. But Simon, even after he's accepted Christ, he did not got rid of the old way. Here also he wants to apply the same things. There are many sorcerers who became pastors, I'm telling you. And what they did in sorcery, now they are doing the same things after becoming pastors. There are many diviners who became pastors. Because diviners and sorcerers cannot get more famous. But if you become a pastor, you will get a lot. So they are practicing the same things that they practiced in divination. They are practicing the same things now as a pastor. They are carrying the old mind. They have not crucified it. They have not crucified it. There are many business tycoons who became pastors. And they are running the church as if it's their business company. Applying all the business rules in the church. Mm-hmm. The old mind, which consists of the thought patterns. Do we see that component of the old mind now, people of God? Acts chapter number 8, up from the Simon the sorcerer. So, I want to explain what was Simon the sorcerer walking into. Thought patterns of the old mind are also known as iniquity. Iniquity may be, that is the thought pattern your father also had. That is the same thought pattern your grandfather also had, which is sinful, and that is termed as iniquity. And now you accepted Christ. Okay? You said, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And now you are walking in a pattern. You are walking in a way that is exactly in which your grandfather walked, in which your father walked, and which is the pattern of your whole life. What you are walking in is you are walking in iniquity. You are walking in a pattern, a thought pattern of the old mind called iniquity. And when you walk in the iniquity of your old life, of your father and of your forefather, the curses apply in your life that were there on your ancestors, that were there on your old life. Are we understanding that? So many people have questions and many people don't even believe. Once I accepted Christ, there should not be any curses. There should not be any demons attacking me. There should not be any sickness. That is not true. It depends on how you walk with Christ. If you go to the things of the old and the vomit that you vomited in your old life, the smell of the vomit will stink from your body again, from your life again. The curses comes back when someone walks in the iniquity of the forefathers. Hallelujah. If you are really walking with Jesus, when people look at you, see you, they will not recognize you as the son of your father. They will say you are completely different than your father. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we have an amen, people of God? Are you there? Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When they look at you, they will not say that you, is that your father? They will, yeah, that you are, completely different. That is the sign of a consecrated vessel, of a Nazarene. You know, when John the Baptist was supposed to be born, when he was already born, you know how he was born. An angel foretold about his birth to the father. And when they were supposed to name this baby, it was a custom, as per Jewish custom, the baby is supposed to be named as per one of the names in the ancestral line. But the mother said, no, we will not name him by any name in the ancestral line. And that time, the father wanted to speak, but he was muted by the angel. So he took a paper and he wrote down what name we should give him. And he wrote John. As soon as he wrote John, his voice came. His voice came back and he was able to speak. So John was named as per the name that God gave him. That signifies that he was a new breed of the spirit. He will not walk in the old patterns of the ancestors. He will not walk as per the old patterns of the ancestors. He will walk in a life that, in a way, in the pattern that God has for him. Yes, thought patterns, ideologies. Simon the sorcerer, that's why Peter said, you are bound by iniquity. That means you are walking in your old ways and in your ancestral ways. You need to repent even before you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You see that? When you read the Bible, you will see things happening in Christianity are completely contrary to Bible. I never gather people, whoever wants to receive the Holy Spirit, take it. No, that does not happen in the Bible. Everyone cannot receive that Spirit of God. You need to be a crucified vessel to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. People who are standing there, still operating in sorcery, still operating in their old ways, take it, and people, falling down. No. That is not found in the Bible. Here Peter is saying, you will not have any part with us. You will, first you need to repent. Repent before something worse happens to you. You see that? Hallelujah. Are we understanding that? Old mind, which consists of the thought patterns, ideologies, doctrines, iniquity. Okay, let's go to the next example. Okay, let me end here. Hallelujah. We'll go to the next example on Sunday night, because it will take some time for me to explain that. So to summarize, what are the areas of death to self? Old man, old mind, and selfish ways. We already covered the old man last time. Old mind consists of, first we saw attachments and likings to the old things. And second, we are on thought patterns, ideologies, doctrines, iniquity. And from that we saw Simon the sorcerer. Next we are going to see Naaman. And we will see his ideologies and doctrines. Okay? He wanted to receive healing from God. He received healing by the mercy of God. But still, his old mind, which was playing a part in his life, in his conversation, interaction with Elisha, which had the old ideologies and doctrines. We will see that next time. And after we are done with the old man and old mind, we can facilitate our revelation into the selfish ways. Because after covering these two, only then we can understand what are the selfish ways that we need to crucify. And it's related to the old man and the old mind. Remember, we are learning to walk as Jesus walked. And we are learning in detail what it means to deny ourselves, carry the cross daily, and follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for this time. We give you the praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you have chosen, Lord Father, Lord, for this time, Lord, at this time, Lord, for us to hear this word and teaching of yours, your word, Father. Lord, may you equip us, Father. May we learn humbly at your feet, Father. Lord, take away pride and arrogance from us, that we may humble ourselves to you more and more, that we may learn from you. Hallelujah. And crucify, put to death ourself, Lord, which consists of the old man, of the old mind, and of the selfish ways, Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask you that you will continue to speak to us, speak to your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And let your word, your wisdom bring health to their flesh and strength to their bones, that they will never grow weary, but they will have the strength of the eagles, Father. Rise high in the realms of the Spirit, Father. Hallelujah. Walk in the Spirit, O Lord. Hallelujah. Have the eyes of faith, Father. Walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for Ruth, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray for quick recovery for her. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release healing, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, to flow from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Heal every wound, heal every cuts, Lord. Remove and uproot everything in the body that is not from you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We pray for complete healing for her in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you once again, Lord, for keeping us, preserving us, Lord. Hallelujah. You are a good God, and we praise you. We worship you. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory for this time in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We make this prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. People of God, shout amen.